Okay, let's be real. Do you know how much Jesus loves you?
You are being real with Owen Varley.
He's got more for you.
9:30 a.m. exclusively on Impact 103.
Welcome to Impact 103. I'm Owen Folly and you are being real with me today. I'm very excited, like I always am, to tell you the truth, to be with you. It's always such a privilege and such an honor to be with you because we get to just stop and be real, challenge the way we think and be transformed into the very image and likeness of Jesus, which is love. Now, one of the biggest scriptures that has meant a lot to me over the years has been Romans 12 verse 2. It says, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, changing your mind, I'm telling you, this is one of the biggest things that we can do in order to be transformed into Jesus, to be transformed into the love of God. It's part of the purifying process, and I've been going through the purifying process for a long time, and I'll continue to do it. It's what we're called to do, is purify ourselves. So looking at Psalms 37, I was reading that this week, and I heard this statement about fleshly lusts, okay? And it defines fleshly lusts as wrongly defined passions. I'm going to say that again. Fleshly lusts are wrongly defined passions. Now, I've seen this in my life because just because I have a passion, a lot of the passions that I have are godly passions. God gave them to me because he wants me to do a certain thing and a call on my life. However, these passions definitely need to be redefined according to the Holy Spirit and not according to what I've learned from the world or what I've like made up myself, but rather, okay, let me know what God says about it. And the rest of Romans 12 verse 2 says, then you will be able to test and prove what is God's will, his good and pleasing and perfect will for you. So I'm going to share a few, actually just one of the passions that I've had in my life. It's been a dream that I've had for many, many years, and God's been taking it, refining it. I've had to lay it down, and we're going to be talking about that today. And I hope that you can join me in this and just looking at your own life and saying, okay, what passions do I have that I really need to give over to the Lord? But that is all coming up straight after this. You know, as a little kid, I used to actually watch my mom worship. She used to be a worship leader just around the corner here at Hatfield Christian Church. And I remember being on the stage with her actually as a little kid, coming up on the stage, you know, being with your mom. And I would watch and be in so much awe of my mom standing in front of all of these people and worshiping God. And I remember a few things about that time. Firstly, I remember just loving the presence of God. You know, I actually asked my parents, please don't send me through to the Sunday school because I like being in the main church because I like the worship and I like, you know, being in that. And they realized, oh, wait, Owen really likes to be in the presence of God. And as I grew up, unfortunately, the presence of God, how do I say, that desire for the presence of God got tainted in my worship because I was treating worship as a performance. I was treating it as, oh my gosh, this is, you know, something that I'd love to do one day, and I'm going to stand in front of people and I'm going to sing and I'm going to be like, you know, Michael W. Smith and Jeremy Riddle, and these are the things that I wanted to become. However, that desire and that passion that I had to step into what God had placed, you know, given me as a call, that was just tainted. I had to start redefining it. I had to look at myself and say, man, okay, is what I'm really desiring coming from God? And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about taking those passions and redefining them according to the will of God and according to the Holy Spirit. Psalm 37 verse 4, it says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and the secret petitions of your heart. Now, I'm telling you, when looking at this scripture, God took me on a process of unpacking it to actually understand what he was talking about when he says, delight in me. And I had this one thing. I was just telling you that as a young kid, I had this desire to want to worship and be a part of worship. And God did this interesting thing for me. He actually said to me, when you worship, I want you not to sing. And when he told me that, I was like, what? And I was like, God, like, that's how I worship you. I sing. And he said to me, if that's how you think that you worship and that's all that worship is about, that's what I need to start teaching you. I need to start teaching you that it's more about the connection between my heart and yours. It has to do more with turning off your mind and allowing your mind to connect with me, allowing me to talk to you. You're worshiping me. You're giving me honor. You inviting me into your atmosphere. You're encouraging, like, this relationship is what is the most important thing. And it reminded me of a scripture in 1 Corinthians 13:1. It says, even if I can speak in tongues and of angels, but have not love, I'm only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And God was showing me, even if you can sing the most perfect note, but there's no love in the worship, you're just a noisy gong. You're just a clanging cymbal. Awesome time that I have with you right now. Moments with Mom and Dad that we have every single Monday at 20 past 10. Powerful woman of God.
Hi. I'm so happy to be here.
She has a heart to bring the love of God to the world and take people directly to the throne of God. This show is all about the moments that we can receive the pearls of wisdom that we need in our lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Oh my gosh, this is like a treasure trove of information. Okay, welcome again to Moments with Mom and Dad. We have been in a season of, and actually a series, talking about boundaries with Pastor Daphne Montgomery. And we are in the fourth episode of this season. So if you want to catch up, please go to www.impactradio.co.za. Go through to our on-air content, then click podcasts and search, and you can search for Moments with Mama Daph in order to catch up on the other episodes that we have done. But let's jump into this tantalizing topic that we really have this week, because at the end of last week, we ended off our time and we were speaking about how can we step past the fear of rejection. And so I just want to welcome Pastor Daphne Montgomery. Welcome again to the show. I'm very excited to have you.
Thank you. I love being here.
We really love having you. I'm telling you, it's fantastic hearing the wisdom. And actually, specifically with this topic that we started entering in at the end of last week, I found that even through like this week that we've had, God's been working on my heart. And I'm sure that he's been working on many others that have been listening, working on their hearts to really receive the message. Because I noticed, oh man, I have actually been focusing on making a decision in this area of my life, but it's based on the fear of rejection. I just want to paint the scenario for our listeners, because we've been talking about boundaries and setting up boundaries. We've been also spoke about facing the hard conversations. And in facing those hard conversations that we need to with people, sometimes we can say, oh man, like I need to have this conversation, but will this person see me the same? You know, are they going to reject me? Are they going to, is it going to be a blow up? So how do we really get to face this scenario?
So what you're talking about is the fear of man. And the fear of rejection is just a part of that larger picture of the fear of man. And the fear of man is the fear of what people think of you and any punishment or pain that might come from that. So the answer to overcoming the fear of rejection is really overcoming the fear of man and not worrying about what people think of you and attaching any type of punishment or pain associated with that. So the first step is to really know yourself, your true identity, and to know your God, so that you know what others think of you. It really doesn't matter. And the only thing that matters is what God thinks of you. And if you start switching your focus to, well, what does God think of me right now? And you're talking about setting boundaries and you're talking about having hard conversations. If you don't set those boundaries and it starts to affect your moral character, it starts to affect your relationships, and it starts to take you out of the spirit and into worldly things, your focus needs to be on, well, what will God think about that? More than, well, what would these people think about me if I do have this conversation?
Amen.
The definition of fear means to be afraid of someone or something as likely to be dangerous, painful, or harmful. But the true archaic meaning of fear means regard God with reverence and awe. So we have to start changing our fear and have more of a reverential fear of God than a fear of man. And that takes getting back to who we really are, the truth, and getting back to that. So in 2 Timothy, it tells us on chapter 1, verse 7, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. So we were given love, which is the antidote to fear. And God is love. So his love will cast out that wrong definition of fear that he didn't give us and help us to replace it with the reverential fear of God. And in 1 John 4:18, it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment. And whoever fears has not been perfected in love. So to be perfected in love, you need to know God personally and intimately, not holding anything back, because he already knows everything about you anyway. He already knows your heart, your good, your bad, and there's nothing that you can hide. So you reverence God with the reverential fear of the Lord. And then it tells us in Proverbs 14:26, in the fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence, and his children will have refuge. So you don't have to worry about the punishment of someone rejecting you or what they think about you, because you've got safety in the truth of knowing yourself and knowing your God. And as he's loving on you and purifying your heart, you have confidence. So it doesn't matter what they think or what they say, because you know yourself. And in Psalm 25:14, it says, The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes known to them his covenant. When you know his covenant, you don't care what people think, because what you care about is being in right standing with him. You care about what he thinks about you in his covenant with you, his promise with you, his relationship with you, not what people's relationship with you is.
Amen.
And then in Proverbs 14:27, it says, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. I love this one because it means it's a fountain that's in you. It's constantly coming up. It's constantly giving you life. So the very thing that tries to make you have the fear of man and the fear of rejection is now being defeated, because you've got a constant fountain of life and truth just welling up in you. And it's a fountain of life that one may turn away from the snares of death. And the last part that I really want to share about this is in Deuteronomy 10:12. And it says, now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. And once that happens, and that's your lifestyle, you'll start to see that the fear of man breaks. You'll start to see that the fear of rejection breaks. The fear of punishment breaks. The fear of pain breaks. And some of the practical steps then is to become a friend of God, spend time with him, talk to him, share your fears openly, and don't let them fester inside and grow more powerful. Anything hidden will be brought to the light. Apply the word, the truth, to each fear, and see where the lie has been believed and valued more than the truth. And then just let the truth set you free from fear of man and only fear God.
Amen.
And that's it.
Amen. I love the fact that it really does come down to love again, back to that real relationship, that thing that is really the priority for everything is know God, so that you can know that love, and that love really does set you free and give you the confidence. I love the fact that you said confidence, because as you said that, I remembered a scripture in Acts 5 that actually speaks about how Peter was, you know, just in prison with some of the other apostles, was just in prison, and then he came out again, and there he is preaching the word of God in the temple again, and the Pharisees were like, didn't we just lock you up for this? You know, but he boldly, he boldly came up again and just said, listen, I'm going to proclaim this. And one of the things that he said was, whether it seems right to you that we obey human beings or not, that doesn't matter. But as for me, we are going to obey God. We're going to obey the Holy Spirit and do this. And he gave them confidence.
Yeah, and that obedience all comes back to love and knowing who he is in Christ Jesus and valuing that relationship as a priority over anything else. It didn't matter if they were going to throw him in jail. Didn't matter what they were going to think about him. Didn't matter if he was going to feel pain or rejection or punishment. It was like, I care what my Father thinks about me. I care what my Lord Jesus Christ thinks about me. Amen. More than anything else. And I'm not going to put my fear and my trust in man, but Amen. In God alone.
That's powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Thank you so much, Pastor Daphne, for kind of just elaborating on that for us. It's definitely given me something to chew on, to think on, and something I can apply for my life. And I love that with Moments with Mama Daph, because it's pearls of wisdom. So if you want to listen again to this, please do, as we said before, log on to the www.impactradio.co.za website and search for Moments with Mama Daph. Pastor Daphne, again, thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you again for having me. I really do love it. And God bless you so much.
God bless you. Now, carrying on with this story that I've been telling you and sharing with you today about how I really needed to give up and lay down this desire and this passion that I had for worship, how God was taking it and he was really redefining it. One of the things that he asked me to do during that time was to actually give up my guitar, like to give it away. There was someone that was learning guitar, and I remember that moment so clearly, the Holy Spirit telling me, give him your guitar. And I was like, no, like I'm not going to, it's my guitar. And the Lord just kept on working on my heart until eventually I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I had to give this guy my guitar. And it burnt, like no lies, it burnt. But I did it out of obedience to the Lord and out of love for this person. And years later, God actually placed it on my heart again to start praying for a guitar. And I was like, okay, I'm going to be very specific. I need the guitar to be an acoustic. I need it to be like a mahogany finish. And I had all these specs that I really, really wanted. And all of a sudden, someone came through to visit the children's home that I was serving at. And they gave me their guitar, and it was exactly the guitar that I had been praying for. And what was so beautiful is as they gave me the guitar, they said, the Lord just keeps telling me that you've been faithful. And that struck my heart so much, because I realized I've done exactly what God wanted me to do. And it reminds me of a scripture in Luke 6:38. It says, give and you will be given to. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will they pour into the pouch formed by your bosom, and the robe used as a bag. For with the measure you deal out, with the measure you use when you confer benefits on others, it will be measured back to you. Now, that's exactly what I felt like happened with me. It's like the word of God became really real to me in that time, because I realized, God, I've done it. I was faithful in obedience, and now you've brought around an opportunity for me to be blessed more than I ever could have. More than I ever could have. Never would have been able to buy that. Yeah. And man, our time just flies. You know, I feel like there's a lot more that I'm going to be sharing on this topic. And I'm definitely going to carry on sharing and testifying about it tomorrow. So please make sure that you join in on that, because at the end of it, I'm going to be dropping a bomb, like a real bomb for me. And I hope that you guys are really going to be inspired by it, just to see how God really has been moving and what He is doing.